Whoever called in for you is.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, yeah. is Henry available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Henry. How are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. You've inquired in regards to making a claim for compensation for Scottish redress from when you was younger within the care system. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
How are you, Henry? Okay?
I'm okay.
Brilliant. So, Henry, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. I've been passed through your file. What I need to do, I need to get the case started, get it up and running, I need to go through a claim report with you. It takes about 5 minutes or so to complete. Then once I've completed that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward, Henry. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Brilliant stuff. How was your week so far, Henry?
Pretty quiet.
Pretty quiet. No problem at all. Okay. So I'm just going to go through some information with you, okay, as we start. So I've got your first name is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Brilliant stuff. Surname I've got there is Norwood, N-O-R-W-O-O-D, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Brilliant, no problem at all. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, Henry?
01-01-1950.
01-01-1950. Quite an easy birthday to remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
I've got an email address here, Henry. It's henrynorwood50@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Harry Norwood.
Sorry, Harry Norwood. Is it Harry Norwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I do apologise. Harry Norwood. Is that right? Okay. Is that your email address? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
So it's different to your name. Henry's your name, but you've got Harry Norwood as your email address.
Yeah, everybody calls me Harry.
Oh, did it? Do you prefer to be called Harry, do you?
No matter. Either or.
Oh, great. No problem at all. That's fine. Okay. Mr. Norwood, bear with me one more. I've got a contact number ending in 655, and it's the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Henry, just bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going into details now. So what I'll do, ask you a few questions, and then once I've completed that, I'll get the establishments and care homes that you were at. We'll get a statement processed from there. We'll get an authorisation email sent out to you. Then what will happen, we'll need a form of ID and a proof of address. Then the solicitors will contact you back within around about 14 days, and they'll discuss with you how much in regards to compensation for Scottish redress they will be going in for yourself. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Brilliant. The average compensation at the moment, we are one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases, and the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant stuff. All right. Can you just confirm your postcode for me, please, if you don't mind, Henry?
G402NS.
G402NS.
NS, yeah.
Is it Mill Road Drive?
Yes.
Mill Road Drive. Which number?
248.
248. I can see that there. That's perfectly fine. Brilliant. Thank you. Okay, if you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, okay, Harry?
Okay.
I'm just updating
okay.
The report, okay? We'll just have to bear with me. That's brilliant. Okay. We have to ask this question. Do you have a terminal illness at all, Harry?
I've got COPD and a heart condition.
Okay. Okay. No problem at all. What we do need to ask next as well, so we do have to place onto your report, because it's a claim for compensation for Scottish redress, and the compensation can be a substantial amount. We do have to place onto your report a beneficiary, so like a next of kin. If anything was to happen to you, then the payment would go to them. Who would you like to place onto the report, Harry?
Stephen, my son.
Your son, okay. It's the S-T-E-V-E-N.
P-H-E-N.
P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, okay. And is it the same surname as yours?
Yes.
No, that's fine, no problem at all. Okay. Do you have a contact number at all for Stephen?
It's on my phone. I don't know how to get it out just now.
Right, okay. What I'll do, we'll get that at a later date, okay.
Right.
I'll just place on there, we can get it at a later date. It's massively important in that, because if you, like say, God forbid nothing does happen to you, but if it was to happen to you, then the payment would go directly to him, okay?
Okay.
All right. So how old was you when you went into care, would you say?
15.
15. Okay, give me just 1 second. 15, you're saying, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to update that on there. All right. We'll try not to go into too much detail because we can appreciate the past.
Okay.
It really should remain in the past, but it's vitally important that we do get it down on your application. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the first, was it a children's home, the establishment, is that correct?
It was what, sorry?
Was it a children's home that you went into when you were 15, Harry?
It was a preschool.
And what was the name of that school?
Wellington Farm.
Wellington Farm, did you say?
Yeah, Pennycook, Midlothian. Yeah.
Wellington Farm. And that was a D school, did you say?
Lusty, yeah.
Wellington Farm D school. I'm just going to bring up the record for Wellington Farm, okay. And that was in Midlothian in Scotland, in Pennycook, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, I've got the records here. Bear with me a moment, Harry, okay. Do you remember what year you was there and what year you finished being there?
Well, I got transferred from there to Rossy Farm. What? I got transferred.
Right.
So, yeah, secure when
you were in Wellington Farm. Yeah. Was you in Wellington Farm when you was 15, is that correct? So, did you go in there when you was, let's say, was it 1965, is that correct?
Yeah, that was around about then.
1965. Well, how long was you in Wellington Farm for? Was it a year or two?
No, I think it was less than a year. And then I got transferred to another one, another place.
And that was Rossy Farm, yeah?
Aye. McDonald Link, Rossy Farm.
Okay, give me just one moment. So in Wellington, give me a moment, I'll just save that for now. I'll come back to a Wellington Farm. I'm just going to put your other place where you was at there. So you said it was Rossy Farm, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Rossy Farm. And I've got the information on Rossy Farm. I'm just bringing up their records now. Okay, it won't be a moment.
Okay.
Did he have it?
How long was you at Rossy Farm for, Harry?
I think it was nearly a year.
So was that 65 to 66?
Aye.
Okay. And where did you go after there?
That was me. I went home.
Say that again, sorry.
I got sent home.
All right, okay, so you got sent back from there, okay. So you was in Wellington Farm and then you was in Rossy Farm as well, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, give me just one moment, I'm just going to update them now. Now, what I have to do, due to the compensation side of things, if you've sustained any sort of abuse while being in Wellington Farm and Rossi Farm, I do have to place that onto your report. Now, would you state that you, did you sustain any physical, sexual or mental abuse while you was at Wellington Farm?
Yes, definitely Wellington Farm, yeah.
Okay. So was it sexual, physical and mental, is that correct?
All of them.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Okay. Did you ever witness any abuse to other children as well?
Aye, yeah.
You did, okay. I'm just going to place that down in your report. Okay. In regards to the abuse, was it staff that was a problem, or was it other children?
Mainly staff.
Staff, okay. Let me place that down on there. Staff would inflict the abuse, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how often would it happen?
Nearly all the time.
Okay.
All the time it was there.
So it happened constantly, is that correct, yeah?
Yeah. It made me run away.
Okay. So, in regards to your adulthood, would you say it's had an effect on your adulthood? Do you suffer from mental health? Do you suffer from trust issues, anxiety?
Trust issues.
Okay. Do you have PTSD at all?
I don't know how, I've not been diagnosed with that, but it's all in my head.
See. Okay, so trust issues and mental health, yeah?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to Rossi Farm, now you was there a year as well. What was the abuse like there? Was it more similar to Wellington?
No, it was more physical.
So it was more physical at Rossi Farm. Let me just place that down. Okay. So it's physical abuse at Rossi Farm. And that was to yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you witness physical abuse to other children?
Aye, definitely.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. And how often was that occurring? Was that occurring all the time, was it?
Most of the time.
Okay. Happened most of the time. Same again, obviously it's had an impact on your adulthood, is that correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So I'll place that down onto your report there. So I put that down into your statement. We will elaborate on your statement a little bit, okay? And when the solicitors do come back to you, if there's anything you'd like to add, you can add to that, all right? What I need to do, I need to get an authorisation email sent over to you now. Harry, so what I'm going to do you have access to your emails, your iCloud
account, is
that
on
correct?
The phone, yeah
you do, brilliant stuff. So I'm going to get our admin team now to get this over to you, and then what I'm going to do, we'll need one form of ID and we'll need one form of proof of address as well. Do you have a bus pass or a driving license or passport?
I've got a driving license.
Yeah, driving license. And do you have a letter dated in the last 3 months that's been sent to your address?
Yes. Oh, not on me just now, but
you do, brilliant.
Got access to it, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all. I'll get our administrations team to send you a message over via, do you know the application WhatsApp? Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile by any chance?
Yes.
Yep, so you'll receive a message via WhatsApp from our administrations team, and you just need to attach a picture at the front of your driving licence, and then also the letter for proof of address. Is that okay? So what I'm going to do, Harry, I'm just going to place you on hold for a minute while I get our administration team to get the email out to you. If you are going to grab your letter and your driving license, then when I come back to you, that message should be received by yourself, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me a moment. The line will go silent. I'll be back with you in a few moments, Harry. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Henry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so our administrations team have now sent you a WhatsApp message and also an email. Are you on your emails at the moment?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. So it's just a click sign document. It's an authorization document to state that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you to let you know exactly how much you will be due in compensation, and also how long the process is going to take. So if you click on that email, it should be from MMA Legal. Can you confirm that you've got that there?
Yeah, I've got it here.
Brilliant. So it's just a click sign document. So it should say sign. It'll ask you for a little signature with your finger, and then there's a blue button there that says execute all documents.
This one was nice.
Once you've clicked on that, it should just say execute all documents and it should be completed. Once you put a little scribble in there.
You can say that.
Say that again, Harry.
No, go to that part, but...
Have you seen the emails? If you click on the email, there should be a link. I've got it here in front of me.
It came from Legal following a previous phone call earlier on. First, I want to thank you for your extra.
Oh no, that's a WhatsApp message. That's you on your WhatsApp, is that correct?
Aye.
So that's your WhatsApp message. Go to your emails first of all, and we'll come back to the WhatsApp message in a moment.
Alright, mate, I've got that here now. Let's see.
Brilliant stuff.
You're insane.
That's the one.
How do I go about that then, signing that?
So, if you click on that, it's a squiggle with your finger. It's an authorisation email just to state that you're happy with the solicitor to contact you. And they'll have a chat to let you know exactly how much you are due back as well. So if you pop a little squiggle where it says sign here, and then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
My signature.
Say that again?
Yeah.
So where it says sign and then the blue button, it should say execute all documents, and that's that completed.
Right, I've done that. Signed
it. It should say processing. It says it on, it's not completed on our end. I can see, has it said processing?
I'm just
having a quick look there, and it doesn't say completed on our end. Once you put the squiggle in where it says sign, press the execute all documents button.
Lost it now. Go back to it.
And then
it should say
processing, and then it should say complete for you.
I've done that.
Is that been done now? Give me just one moment. I'll check our end. Yeah,
so
that's perfect. Time complete there. So that's authorising. So that's done now. You can click off that, Harry. Okay, you can click off that. That's just an authorisation email. All right.
Right.
Explains everything on there for you. Now, if you go back to your WhatsApp message. So the first message where you went into, we require one form of ID and a proof of address to confirm that you do.
I don't have any proof at the moment, like a bill or anything
right.
like that. But I've got
front of your driving license will do fine. We can use that for your ID. And we'll need a proof of address, so any letter dated within the last 3 months.
Well, I'm not in the house.
Are you not in the house at the moment? Okay.
Yeah.
What we'll do, it's fine. What I can do, we can use, if you've got your driving license on you at the moment, I can upload your ID for you to your file.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are brilliant. So if you click on the camera buttons where you get ready to type a message on the WhatsApp, there should be a little camera icon there. Can you see it? To the right-hand side.
Okay, no. Wait, I've got my license.
Do you know the message? Yep, take a picture of that and then send it back to the WhatsApp message.
That's a photo of that. Send it.
And then you click and send that back to that message.
WhatsApp.
Yep, so click on the WhatsApp message we just sent you. And then you can attach a picture to that. So where you type a message, there should be a little camera or a paper clip button there.
I think that's it sent.
There we go. Yeah, I've received that. There you go. That's perfectly fine. Okay, so we received that. We'll use that. We'll attach that to your file now for you. Okay, Henry.
Okay.
When you get home, if you can send a proof of address as well, that would be fine to be able to accept that for you. Okay. So, Henry, my name is James Thompson. If you've got any problems throughout the whole process, save this number. I'm your case handler, and you'll be able to contact me back at any time. Okay. All you now need to do is just wait for the solicitors. They'll be contacting you in around about 7 to 14 days. And then when you get home, all you need to do is just send the proof of address. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Brilliant, Harry. Any problems, do not hesitate to give me a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Cheers, Harry. Look after yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.